Asian Pop Radio Australia. 영원한 건 절대 없어 결국엔 넌 댄싱 바바바바바 원하다 와지 노바 보조주 I'm girl strong number one baby baby I'm girl strong Asian Pop Radio Australia. Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Yes, it is Asian Pop Radio Australia with your host, Jay John. Welcome to another week of craziness. Well, how did you hold up after Christmas? Did you have a good one? Was it busy? Did you eat too much? Did you get lots of presents? Maybe you didn't get any presents. That would be very sad, wouldn't it? Well, if you didn't get a present, this episode will hopefully be a treat for you. It's jam-packed, full of fun, and we actually do have some prizes to give away. So if you missed out on a prezi, Asian Pop Radio has come to the rescue. All right, let's have a look at what's on today's show. Katie brings us an intro to Asian Pop. This week, Wings.
Wings is made up of Keita Tachibana, Ryohei Chiba, and Ryuichi Ogata, who are signed under Pony Canyon and managed by Vision Factory.
Very popular group. We have another news update thanks to Cassie. BJ will keep us posted on what's happening out in the world of K-pop. He's out there right now in the green room editing stuff. He'll be ready with some news very soon. Paul shares another great Thai song, his pick for the week.
And this week, I'm back with another Thai pop song called Love Potion, sing by a Thai pop girl group, Gaia.
We might check in with a couple of listeners to see what they've gone up to for Christmas and see what they think about this Korean musician who's on his way to town. You may or may not know who. We're going to have a chat about that later on. And we are joined by international recording artist Chanel, live from LA.
Hi, everybody. This is your girl, Chanel, and you're listening to Asian Pop Radio. Walk the runway, flip your hair, no one can do it better. Swing your hips and lick them lips, yeah, they can say whatever.
Move it like you own it, put your head up, you the master. From Malaysia, grew up in Perth, went over to LA and to Japan doing big things. She's going to tell us all about it, where she's up to, and we're going to play her new track. But I thought we should kick off with a Japanese song, Yumemaru Adolescence, and the song is Stealth Group. If that's wrong, Travis, please do let me know and I will be punished. I know, I'll be punished. Here it is, Asian Pop Radio Australia. Yamamura Adolescence on Asian Pop Radio Australia. Bit of J-pop to kick off the show. And if you do love your J-pop, we'd love to hear the kind of groups that you'd like to hear played on Asian Pop Radio Australia. You can message us anytime on Facebook. Head over to fb.com/Asian Pop Radio, or you can email us asianpopradio@yahoo.com. If you don't like J-pop, well, you can let us know about that too. We'll take everything into account because we're good guys. Time now for this.
Across the community radio network, this is the Asian Pop News Update.
Hello and welcome to the Asian Pop Radio News Update. Malaysian model Mandy Lau is reportedly having a baby with her lover Alvin Chow. Fans began to speculate the pregnancy as the model was spotted at a hospital not long after it was revealed that Chow's wife Winnie was also expecting. Mandy's manager has spoken out about the rumors, saying that when her body begins to change, people then begin to understand. Japanese actress Akane Sugimori and idol girlfriend Ayaka Ichinose have announced their plans to get married in April next year. Ichinose, who came out as a lesbian back in 2009, revealed the news through her agency, expressing her wishes that gay marriage will soon be legal in Japan and that the couple's wedding could be one step forward. Taiwanese actress Annie Yee has revealed that her marriage to fiancé Chin Hao has been pushed back by a month due to their busy schedule and will now take place in March. The couple are set to tie the knot in three different locations, including Shenyang, Beijing, and Taipei. The reason behind their decision was revealed by Annie in a recent interview, where she said that Shenyang and Taipei are the couple's hometowns and that they will be residing in Beijing after the wedding. Thank you for listening to the Asian Pop Radio News Update.
Asian Pop Radio Australia, thanks to Cassie for another Asian Pop News Update. And joining me in the studio is BJ. How are you going, BJ?
Hi, how's it going?
All set for our K-pop News Update later?
Of course.
Yeah, well, very good. I'm going to jump ahead of time and have a bit of a chat about some K-pop news right now, because this can't even wait till your news update.
No, I know.
This is important
stuff. It's really big. It's big.
We've been hanging out for the announcement of the concert dates for a man by the name of BJ.
Seung Ha Hyung.
Oh, you sounded so much... You say it so much better than I do. I would have said it as an Aussie. Seung Ha Hyung. Of course, coming down to Australia in Melbourne and Sydney, we knew he was coming down, but dates weren't confirmed. I don't think venues were particularly confirmed. All was up in the air.
And his first time, right?
I believe it's his first
it's
time.
His first time in Australia.
So he's going to be in Melbourne on January the 30th at Methodist Ladies College in Kew, and also on the 31st, the day after, of course, in Sydney at UTS University Hall, of course, University of Technology.
Be sure to get those tickets.
Now, it looks like tickets are available for both venues in the one place. Internet bookings, www.moshtix.com.au. The tickets look pretty reasonable. We can't say here because they're not a sponsor, but the ticket prices do look reasonable. Keep an eye on Asian Pop Radio Australia's Facebook page because we'll have all the details there, right?
Mm-hmm. We'll report about it.
Yeah. Am I speaking really fast?
Yes, you are.
Must have been all the sugar at Christmas.
Sugar canes.
Someone that's on the line who I believe is quite the fan of this man is Sung. How are you going, Sung?
Hi, how are you going?
Very well. I should let everybody know that this person on the line is in fact our biggest retweeter, so congratulations.
Oh, wow. Applause.
Thank you.
It's good to have your support. We need it. He's a big YouTube sensation, isn't he? It all started there.
He started just playing the guitar. He just got really famous by that, and he's done lots of covers and stuff, and he's got his own stuff as well, so I'm very interested in hearing him live in Melbourne next year.
Yeah, he's such a little kid when he got started though. He seems so grown up now.
He's still young. He's younger than me.
Is he?
That means
he's much younger than me.
Yeah, he was born in 96.
But he can't even drive yet, can he?
Well, he can play the guitar.
That makes up for it.
Yeah.
Guitar's always more important than a license. Anyway, isn't it? Because you can't really pull out a pair of keys and impress anyone at a party. The guitar always wins.
Yeah.
Well, did you have a good Christmas as well, Sung?
Yes, I did. I just had a Christmas lunch with all my relatives.
Yeah.
Because I'm Chinese, so we had a Christmas party at my uncle's, and we had some fun. We had a big Christmas lunch and we just played games.
Quite a few people that we spoke to last week obviously aren't Christian, don't have too much to do with Christmas, but still... were telling us that they were having some kind of gathering and still decorate their houses with Christmas trees and Christmas decorations, even though it's kind of more of just a fun thing. Do you decorate your house as well at Christmas? Or?
Yeah, just some light inside and outside the front yard. That's it. Not too much.
Yeah, but those lights are not Christian, eh?
Well, true.
No, they're not.
Yeah.
The decorations isn't either. It's totally fine.
There you go.
As a non-Christian to do that.
And I'm guessing, of course, Chinese New Year will be the big one for you then, won't it?
Yes, definitely. The Chinese New Year is really big for us. But New Year's Eve is bigger for because I was born here.
That wouldn't mean that you knock back a red envelope, would it? Just being born here?
No, I still do. I still do get them.
Because I've tried myself to see if I've got some kind of Chinese heritage just to get a red envelope. Yeah, I've always felt like I was missing out when I was a kid. My Chinese friends always got so excited and I had nothing. Before we let you go, is there anyone that you would like to say hello to? Bit of a shout out?
Yeah, I would like to say hello to the BAP babies in Australia, as well as I got 7 fans in Australia and all the banners.
Oh, no, you can't do that. You can't do that. No, I'm just kidding. You just did it. Thanks for joining us and thanks for constantly retweeting us and sharing the love.
That's so great. Thank you.
Gonna head to Taiwan now for an awesome track. Sounds a little bit like G-Dragon if you ask me, but that can't be a bad thing, right?
Nope.
Nope. I'm talking like this. I don't know why. Asian Pop Radio, BJ's next with a K-pop update.
That's right.
Radio voice activated.
Oh my God, action, hurry up. 양치不够, 快速给 action, hurry up. 화차不够, 매니아 action, ready go. 벌리不够, 리가와 action, ready go. 우산세게 나가라니 비가 쳐서 놔. 快笑이간 你说好吗 打开你的心脏呀，快乐大爆炸。 快速给 action, hurry up, 화차不够 매니아 action, ready go, 火力不够 리가와 action, ready go, 우산세게 나가라니 비가 쳐서 놔, 快笑이간 你说好吗
Go by B on Asian Pop Radio Australia.
I liked it.
Yeah, you were dancing everywhere, man.
No,
I was
not.
You're going crazy in your new added Nike shoes.
I was just sitting here
Talking about dancing.
Yeah.
A video of J-Hope has gone viral of him showing his dance skills. Let's do it again.
Yeah, I was going to say, you nearly said the video of J-John that went viral. We can't talk about that on this show.
No.
That didn't happen.
No. We blocked that and we removed it from the online.
Yeah, YouTube blocked that.
Mm-hmm, exactly. A video of J-Hope has gone viral of him showing his dance skills in a newly released practice clip for his performance at the 2014 KBS Music Festival.
Right.
The skills he displays in the short video are amazingly talented. I have to be honest. He drops to the floor, goes back up. Whatever he does, I cannot do it.
Yep.
I cannot definitely not do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, not now.
And he once more shows what he's capable of. And the huge amounts of positive reviews is really propitious and practically welcome for him because he received a lot of hate earlier in November.
Right.
I don't know if you
refresh my memory.
Well, in November, he had a hateful hashtag trending about him on Twitter, demanding he would be kicked out of BTS.
Oh. Yeah, they're hard at first, those hateful hashtags, but after a few weeks, you get used to them.
Yeah, of course, it's just being a star and, you know, it's just part of the deal, I would say.
Unfortunately, yes.
He got a lot of positive reviews after that from his fans, of course.
There you go. Won him over again.
Okay, news about Jessica Young's solo career.
Yes.
Reggie Martin, you probably don't know him, but that's the VIP celebrity relations specialist for the Venetian casino in Macau.
Oh, yeah? Been there?
He posted a clip of Jessica and Jermaine Jackson together. That's the brother of Janet and Michael.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah, together working in a studio.
Wow.
So we'll probably hear some more about Jessica soon, and she's probably working on an American debut.
She's going to be remaking Can You Feel It?
Well,
he might
be able to teach her some dance moves of his brother.
You're saying you don't like her dance moves?
I do. I love him.
I'm just trying to get you in trouble. Hashtag hateful. Hashtag BJ.
Hashtag good shoes.
Yeah.
He explains his 2014 KBS Music Festival. We keep talking about that festival.
Yeah.
He made a huge mistake during his performance.
Right. He forgot to put on his pants.
No, actually, he couldn't reach... Oh, well, he...
Uh-oh.
He was struggling to reach a note, during his live performance. So he just kept silent.
He just screamed.
He just
went quiet.
Yeah, he just... He worked towards the climax, and then when he's finally there, he just, you know, he silences.
Oh, how bizarre.
Yeah, it's really awkward.
Yeah.
It's really embarrassing, actually.
Maybe we should do that on this show. Every time there's an awkward, like, we sense an awkward moment's coming, we just go quiet.
Yeah, we just beep it out.
Which would probably be most of the show. You just have dead air.
Well, actually, he felt he should explain something about it because, it was, of course, really embarrassing for him. And he stated that it has been a while I've done a KBS music festival, yet in the end, because of my concert and other activities, although I want to be a singing machine.
Yeah. Wow.
Because I am human, I wasn't able to perform my best.
Oh, well, at least he wasn't lip syncing. Could have been
worse. Exactly. Yeah, well, I mean, most of them do that these days.
Points for trying.
Madonna, let's name a few.
Oh, Britney everyone
Spears.
On stage. So many.
I mean, after all, I got to hand it to him. He did his best, of course. He cannot
always
perform.
He should have just been like, no, no, no.
Yeah, that would have been a savior. I will soon be recharged again, and I will probably show you a good performance then. To my family, our fans, everyone, good night.
Well, BJ, you're just getting started. You'll get the... Oh, him, sorry.
Yeah, that was him. I'm doing my best here, and I score.
You are. Ding, ding.
Yes, that's it.
Points to BJ.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
We'll be back next week with a K-pop update.
Yes, we will.
Our second birthday.
Be in the new year.
Our second birthday next week.
All right.
How exciting is that?
That's really cool.
From the start.
Happy New Year.
Started
already.
At the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Should we go to a track?
Yes, let's do that. MFBT1.
Oh, yeah. New track, Angel, on Asian Pop Radio.
Yeah. 내 생일 위기는 여러 번 눕혀진 팔자로 걸었던 하늘의 말을 걸어 신의 시비를 걸었던 막막한 앞날의 막말해 솔직히 몰래 떨었던 철없던 그랬던 꿈은 아주 멀었던 꿈일 뿐 무일 뿐 내게는 사치일 뿐 그러던 내게 다가와 넌 내게 다가와 마치 내가 태양인 듯 나만 바라봐
넌 나만 바라봐
넌 내 A-N-G-E-L 슬픈 나를 항상 미치게 해 누가 뭐라 해도 you, you, you 맘을 녹여 너의 I love you, you, you Cause you will always be my A-N-G-E-L 슬픈 나를 항상 미치게 해 누가 뭐라 해도 you, you, you 맘을 녹여 너의 I love you, you, you You will always be my
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 최전 8개월 음악길 올라가라건 두박질 친구라던 무리들의 비웃는 손가락길 하랑자랑 이들을 보며 난 내 일을 갈았지 나 그렇게 살았지 내 영혼도 눈 감았지 내 그림자도 귀찮았지 그 혹시 그때 내 맘 알아 그때 넌 날 감싸 안아 angel my angel 난 미소 짓게 hey, hey. 너에게 뭐든 할 수 있어 짓도 짓게 돼 my angel 난 미소 짓게 hey, hey. 너에게 뭐든 할 수 있어 짓도 짓게 돼
너네
Asian Pop Radio Australia, MFBTY, that's Angel. I love those guys. They've had so many good songs over the years, and that they have outdone themselves once again.
Yeah, right. I totally agree with that.
Good.
MFBTY.
I'm glad we're in agreeance. Yeah. Someone that will hopefully be in agreeance with us is Debbie, who's on the line now. Hi, Debbie.
Hello.
Say yes, Debbie.
Yes.
Fantastic. Debbie's in agreeance. We're all happy. Debbie, how was your Christmas?
Very busy. I started 2 weeks ago with crashing the car.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. What the hell?
Were you hurt?
What happened?
I actually fell asleep.
Oh, no, Debbie.
And hit four trees.
Oh, my God.
So I have had no car. The daughter had to buy a car, could be in her name, so that we can have a car before Christmas. And then we had three lots of Christmas. We had Christmas itself at the granddaughter's, and then the following day we had Christmas at my place. My daughter cooked everything for all her friends, had them over for Christmas.
Okay.
She does that every year. And the following day is her birthday, so people stayed overnight so that they could celebrate the next day. Oh,
Debbie, wow. I mean, you're a mum and that's hard enough at Christmas. There's lots of work to do, but given that you had a car accident and all that difficulty, you've got through it pretty well. Well done.
I was lucky to get presents for everybody, yes.
And you had four Christmas trees as well.
Oh, the Christmas tree
we already had.
Oh.
Debbie, you know what? I think those K-pop celebrities have been a bad influence on you. You know they have a lot of driving difficulty.
Oh, that's true.
And I hate to say it, but my brother's a driving instructor.
Oh, no. You're going to have to go back to him maybe and ask him for some help.
Yeah, maybe.
But were you hurt, Debbie? Are you okay?
I'm okay. I was a lot of bruises, but yeah, 5 hours in hospital, but that's okay. I'm fine.
It's just for trees, whatever.
Well, that's a lesson for us all, isn't it? To make sure we stay alert and get some rest before we go driving.
Never done that before. I just come from a Korean wedding.
Oh, well, there you go.
Oh, that's it.
You must have eaten too much kimchi and got all tired.
No. Kimchi, there wasn't any kimchi. It was Australian food. They had an Australian wedding and then they will have their Korean wedding next year.
Okay.
Oh, that's the reason you just dozed off. It was so boring.
That was an Australian wedding. Oh, well, Debbie, I'm glad you're okay. That's the important thing. And cars can be replaced, right?
That's right.
I hope you can keep supporting us into the new year and hopefully we can check in again with you some stage.
Absolutely.
Did you want to say hi to anyone before we let you go?
I don't know if anyone's listening that would know
who I am. The idea is, Debbie, that we ask you if you want to say hello to anyone.
Yeah.
You say hello to 150 people and you force them all to listen to our podcast.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, I have told people in Thailand that I'll be on this show.
Oh, good.
Not that they will be listening, but
Sawadika.
Not good.
Particularly some artists in Thailand, some singing people.
Okay, well,
I'm friends with, so I've told them that I will be on the show.
Ah, yes, I know your friends in Thailand.
Mayokar.
You know them, do you?
Good people.
Mm.
All right, well, hopefully they can keep listening because we're going to play our Thai Pop Song of the Week very soon.
Okay.
All right, Debbie, thank you so much for being part of our show.
Happy New Year, Debbie.
Happy New Year to you too.
Katie's intro to Asian Pop now on Asian Pop Radio.
This is the intro to Katie's intro to Asian Pop.
Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Welcome to another Intro to Asian Pop. This week we are looking into the careers of J-pop trio WINS. WINS is made up of Keita Tachibana, Ryohei Chiba and Ryuichi Ogata, who are signed under Pony Canyon and managed by Vision Factory. They debuted formally in 2001 and have become quite popular around several countries since then, such as in Taiwan and Hong Kong. Starting out, WINS began with Keita as the only singer, while Chiba and Ogata were backing dancers. All three were found during auditions. They began as street performers in Tokyo and attracted large crowds of up to 8,000 people alone. This was then followed by their official debut single on March the 14th of 2001, Forever Memories. Just debuting group, they sold a ton of copies and eventually won Best New Artists in the 43rd Japan Record Awards. Throughout the year, Chiba and Ogata were slowly given more parts too, where they could rap rather than just dance. From 2003 to 2005, WINS' popularity boomed across Asia as their production company decided to include several new countries in their Asia tours. When set to perform in Taiwan, WINS became the artist with the fastest selling tickets, taking just 23 minutes to sell them all out. As the group has grown, their style of music has changed drastically. Beginning with a bubblegum pop style, they eventually moved into ballads and since 2008 have been producing dance tracks. This versatility has proved effective in staying at the top of the Oricon charts. With the transition into dance tracks, WINS has also become more Americanized in their song style. This is very apparent in songs such as Make You Mine and Yumide Aeru no Ni, where the former sounds like a Justin Timberlake track and the latter is a slow swing ballad, the sort you'd be likely to hear in a jazz club. Flying so high, up high, up high to the sky. That's it for this week's intro. What do you think of the trio? Has your favourite band gone through great changes of genre too?
Check out youtube.com/Asian Pop Radio for exclusive podcasts, interviews with your favourite musicians or idols, reviews and more.
Here is WINS' recent release, Make You Mine. This has been Katie's intro to Asian Pop.
Make a mistake, don't do that.
The intro to Asian pop, thanks to Katie. That is Wings. And boy, I learned more about them then than I had ever known before, even though I was a little bit familiar with them.
Well, I was always Wings.
Yeah, they're just, I didn't realize they were so popular in Taiwan and the whole history there. So jolly good job there, Katie.
Right. Give me Wings.
Jay John with you this week. BJ filling in once again for Jeanette. Jeanette will hopefully be back next week for our big 2-year Asian Pop Radio Australia birthday party. Our first episode of 2015. We're going to try and get the gang together, aren't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Everyone's going to be here together.
Oh, that would be cool.
Or on the line.
Just, I miss her.
Just part of it at some stage. So hopefully you can all tune in to next week's episode as well, whether it's on the Community Radio Network or on Podomatic.com or iTunes. Now, BJ, there is a little bit of an incentive for people to make sure they're subscribing to us on our podcast
feeds.
That's
right. We have a prize.
We do have a prize.
Every week we have a prize.
Yeah. Would you like to share a little on the prize?
Yes. If you subscribe to our podcast, you'll be able to receive an awesome holiday DVD prize pack.
Maybe.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't say that you were guaranteed to win it. So, I mean, it's still a raffle.
Yeah. It's a raffle.
Yeah. It's a raffle. Yeah. So, and in that DVD prize pack is DVDs. I can see.
Well, you can click on it. We're on our Facebook page, fb.com/Asian.
Oh,
Pop
yeah.
Radio.
Wait a minute. So I see all the Blue Exorcist. I love that one.
Yeah.
Yes, I do. Yeah. I'm total.
Good, wholesome fun.
I'm a total anime fan. So yeah. That's really awesome. Then we have Ben 10.
Yeah. For some of the younger ones, you might have a cousin or a brother or sister you want to give it to, or watch it yourself.
Destroy All Aliens and Transformers Prime.
Yeah.
Darkness Rising.
Adventure Time's in there. Mm-hmm. The complete third season.
Right.
So there you go. So
that's a pretty awesome pack.
4 DVDs, thanks to Madman Entertainment. All you need to do is make sure you are subscribing to our podcast on iTunes or podomatic.com. You can actually go directly to, unfortunately, the URL is podomatic.com/JacePop, because I never changed it when we changed Asian Pop Radio.
Maybe we should think about that.
Well, I'll do that one day. Or you can go to iTunes and search for Asian Pop Radio Australia and subscribe there. So all we want you to do is to show us proof that you're following us, however that might be. Might be a screenshot, whatever, and email it to asianpopradio@yahoo.com or inbox it to us on our Asian Pop Radio Facebook page.
Exactly.
Yeah, and then you'll be in the draw.
And you'll be selected.
Because we want people to subscribe to us so they can get this show automatically each week.
Exactly.
Yeah, then have a therapy session after that each week. Because you do subscribe. No, just being silly.
And you didn't win.
Let's go to our Thai Pop Song of the Week, thanks to Paul.
And now, please be upstanding for the Thailand National Anthem and Paul's Thai Song of the Week.
DJ, put it back. Go.
Hey guys, it's Paul here, your Thai pop specialist, and this week I'm back with another Thai pop song called Love Potion, sing by a Thai pop girl group Gaia, the girl group that specializes in dance pop and influenced by K-pop as well, because one of their members, Joy, is a former member of a K-pop girl group Rania. The song though is about casting a love potion spell on a boy to make them fall in love and to be attracted to the one who cast it. It is like magic thing that pull all the boys in all together. I hope you enjoy Love Potion, sing by Gaia on Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Trouble tonight, I'll be on your mind all over you.
this is your girl Chanel, and you're listening to Asian Pop Radio. Woo-hoo!
Chanel, welcome to Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited.
I'm going to bore you by starting off with a little bit of a story. My first trip overseas to Asia, actually, in 2007, it was December. I sat in my hotel room watching MTV Asia, just totally transfixed to what was going on. It was my first real glimpse of the Asian pop music scene. And there, all of a sudden, I see a music video of a lady, a very good-looking lady, I might add, who was dancing along on a big red stage. And I'm like, this is strange. This whole thing seems a bit foreign to me, but I'm pretty sure I recognize where this is being filmed. All of a sudden, I realize it's actually filmed in Melbourne. It's your film clip. Hurry up.
I see what you're saying. Yes, that was totally filmed in Melbourne.
So you were pretty much one of the main reasons I got into Asian pop music and started this very program. So thank you.
Oh, no worries. Oh, man, that was so long ago too. Wow.
Well, I know. It seems so long ago now. We interview so many musicians on the show. Often people have lived in one or two different countries, but I guess you're a woman of the world. You were born in Malaysia, grew up in Perth, moved to Japan, now spend time, what is it, between Tokyo and the US, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm based out of LA. Like, that's where I live. I don't live in Tokyo, but I should, because I'm there every month, you know? It's kind of crazy, to be honest.
Do you forget where you are sometimes?
I absolutely do. For example, today. It's just so weird. I was in Perth yesterday, and now I'm all the way in Vegas. Just nuts.
It's not a short flight either, is it?
No, it's not. And you should see my ankles.
No.
Super swollen.
Chanel's got cankles.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Well, let's ask you, what's more daunting, moving from Perth, moving to Perth as a kid, or your move to the US a few years back?
You know, as a kid, when you move, it's like super exciting. You know, it's a different kind of excitement. Everything's done for you. You got your parents, you know, that's moving you. I remember being in primary school, and I was okay telling everybody, yeah, I'm going to go move to Australia. I'm a cool kid. And but moving to the States, you know, after getting my first deal, like, that was a whole different kind of excitement. I felt like Cinderella or something.
Yeah.
You know? Because it happened so quickly. So I was just blown away. It was just a different kind of experience. I guess going to America would be the one.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about that big break. So we believe that Virgin Records saw your work originally on your MySpace page. Is that right?
Yes, that's where I was found.
And then so all of a sudden you're being asked to be flown over to New York to meet with management.
Yeah, well, I was flown to meet Jason Flom, who was a part of Virgin that became Capitol afterwards. Yeah, he was interested in my music, but the person who found me on MySpace was my manager at the time, and it was surreal because he came to Perth and then he took me back to the States and then got me a deal with Virgin Music back then.
Wow.
Yeah.
So life changed quite a bit there and then.
Yeah, everything kind of, my whole life changed since then, you know, and a lot has happened. I didn't expect my career to be what it is today. Like, I didn't expect it to blow up in Japan out of all places. You know, it kind of just happened like that. And I just go with the flow and kind of go with wherever, like, God takes me. You know, whatever's kind of on my path, I go with it, where my fans are. And this year, we're going to be focusing on possibly coming out with some songs here in the States. And then, I'm just doing the whole independent thing here in the States.
What was the pressure level like for you at that age? I mean, you're still a very young lady now, but, you know, it seems like a whole different thing that you have to be doing with your time all of a sudden, right? Was it hard to keep up?
I wouldn't say it was hard to keep up. Just how I see it. If you love what you're doing, no matter how busy you are, even though you might get tired, it's always fun, you know? So
sure.
That's why I love to encourage people to really do the things that they love. Like, if you don't, then it's definitely going to be, you know, a problem.
How closely did you follow the Japanese pop scene before the move there? I mean, were there particular musicians that you developed a liking to in your early time there?
Well, I'll be honest. I did not listen to any Japanese music before I went out there. I only started learning more about the scene and the artists out there whilst I was working out there in these past 6 years.
All right.
Right now, yeah, there's a few artists that I really think are awesome. Carrie Pugnus-Summers.
Of course.
She's amazing. I
There's another artist by the name of Crystal K, and then there's like there's another guy by the name of Chris Hart that you should check out. He's an American guy, speaks like fluent Japanese.
Oh, I love that.
Sings amazingly. Yeah, so he's another one too.
So you've told us a little bit about your influences. Have you had a chance to meet some of your idols or perhaps work alongside some?
Good question. I didn't get a chance to meet my super idols like Whitney Houston and Mary J. Blige. And I remember I did backgrounds for Mary J. Blige.
Oh, really? That's all right.
I didn't meet her, though. Like, I was excited to meet her, but she was doing some sort of advertisement, and they needed like background vocals on her main vocal.
Wow.
So I said, okay, sure. So that was a cool experience.
So you're too honest, because you could have just said, oh yeah, I did backing vocals, we hung out, we went for drinks.
You know what's so funny that you say that? People tell me that. My dad, just like this past Christmas, he's like, you know what, haven't you learned yet? You can't always be so honest, you know. Sometimes you gotta be dishonest, and I'm like,
You know what? You and I both know that the people that make up those fibs, they eventually get found out.
Yeah, and that's probably why I don't, because I probably got caught too many times. I'm like, okay, that's it.
Well, okay. Looking through your Facebook page and your YouTube channel, I guess you have quite a few Malaysian fans that claim you as their own, and maybe that's a measure of success, right? Because everyone claims you as their own. How does your Malaysian heritage play a part in who you are today?
Oh God. A lot. Malaysia was such a place where people love singing karaoke.
Yeah.
And, you know, when I grew up there, ballads was like super huge. And that's why, you know, Whitney Houston was such a, you know, big influence in my life. You know, the culture that has made me who I am today has allowed for, I believe that it's allowed for, you know, my mind to be super open with traveling the rest of the world. You know, my parents has always, you know, taken us places. Traveling wasn't anything new for us, but what it has helped me with was to be open with different cultures in the world. And then on top of that, with the music, Malaysia is a place where it's very diverse and pop music is huge.
Yeah.
So I guess that's why I'm still a pop artist today, even though I'm very influenced by R&B music and whatnot.
I believe we have something in common, actually. You have a little bit of Dutch blood, too.
You have a little bit of Dutch blood?
Yeah.
Oh! Yeah, like I, you know, people always ask you, what is your mix, Janelle? And I'm like, I'm Chinese and Indian, and I kind of leave it there. But, you know, if I was to break it down, yeah, you know, like, we definitely have a Dutch background. You know, my grandfather was, his family was Dutch. Like, it's kind of crazy, you know?
Yeah.
I don't break, people are like, really? So how is that? I'm like, guys, I'm not going to get into the history.
No, just explain the whole Malacca thing and everything. Just leave it there.
Yeah.
We'll be back with part two of our interview with Chanel. For now, we're going to get into her track that she features in with Shifter, and we'll have a little bit more of a chat about the song shortly. This is Asian Pop Radio Australia.
It's timeless music.
Give me the long time made it, you know. You know the thing still, right? Sure.
Do you wanna, do you wanna? Do you wanna, do you wanna? Do you wanna, do you wanna? Make sweet.
Asian Pop Radio Australia, right across the Community Radio Network. Shifter featuring Chanel. Song's called Do You Wanna? Now back to our interview with the lady herself.
Now, so you've had, what, two full-length English albums, five mixed English-Japanese albums, is that right?
Oh my gosh, you know what? This is sad if I have to count right now. Hold on.
it sounds about right.
Two English albums, and yeah, I think, like, I have released about five J-pop albums.
Wow.
Two of them were, like, the first one was called Love Songs, which was actually full English as well, but they were Japanese songs written into English. And then there was Love Song too, but the original J-pop albums were the Believe album, the Aesthetic album. Aesthetic means love in Japanese. Nah. And then I've also come out with a best song, like, you know, kind of like a best hits album.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's such a mix of ballads in there, J-pop influences, your reggae. Do you feel like you have to be a separate performer to focus on each of those different fans or those different genres? Or because you've got so many different markets now that seem to be interested in your work, but it's a different kind of flavor.
I was kind of fearful of that in the start, but I feel like it's kind of, you know, 2 years ago, it was kind of like, this is too weird. You know, what kind of categories do we put her in, all that sort of stuff. But I kind of am so happy because when you think about it, you know, kids listen to a whole bunch of different kind of music.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I remember when I was younger, I was like, oh yeah, I just love R&B music and that's it, you know. But kids these days, they listen to all genres. So I feel like, you know, with all the different music that I do, I think that it's easily acceptable and people are familiar, especially because they remember, you know, my style and my voice connects to all the different genres.
Well, speaking of the different genres, how about we have a chat about your new track, a reggae track with the artist Shifter. How did that come about?
I call him my manager.
All right.
He's kind of like my lawyer slash manager. he ended up going to the Winter Music Conference in Miami and met up with some people in Shifter, and his management were some of the people that were there who were interested in looking for an artist to be on the track. My manager knows that I love reggae music. He picked me. I met Shifter, and he's an awesome dude, man.
He looks
like
it.
My big bro. Oh, man, yeah, he's awesome. And we got in the studio, we got in there and, you know, recorded two songs, and everybody kind of just fell in love.
We can see that you're big on following the fashion scene as well. Did you choose your own dress for that music video? Because it's a good one.
Well, I'll be honest once again. In the start, you know, when I was learning about J-pop music and coming out with them, I did not. They actually just provided me with the dresses, and I kind of just went along with it because I wasn't really completely like, you know, I've got to wear this because this represents me. Like, I wasn't as clear as I am now.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, I definitely, you know, need to see the dresses beforehand. I try it on.
Kiariify it. You
know? Yeah, exactly. Yes, I know them. But yeah, like 4 years ago, no.
Oh, cool. All right, and finally, we hear that you're on the verge of a release of a US track, Fierce. Where can we expect to hear more on this one?
Yeah, oh my gosh, I'm so excited about this particular single. We're going to shoot the video. We're aiming to shoot the video in January, sometime in January, probably mid-January. And, you know, we're in the works right now of putting all the promotion and marketing plans together to push it out in the start of the year. That song, I'm super, super attached to, and I can't wait for, you know, the world to hear it.
Busy lady.
Yeah.
I hope you get some time off over the New Year's anyway to put your feet up for a little while and then get back into it.
Oh my gosh. I'm in Vegas, so I'll do my best.
Yeah, well, yeah, rub it in. All right. Well, thanks so much, Chanel, for joining us on Asian Pop Radio Australia. And do keep us posted on everything that you're working on in future.
Thank you so much, Jason. I appreciate it.
Isn't she nice, Chanel? And luckily, Chanel fans won't have to wait too long to hear Fierce, because we're going to play it for you right now. First play on Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Walk the runway, flip your head, no one can do it better. Swing your hips and lick them lips, yeah, they can say whatever. Move it like you own it, put your head up, you the master. People dance around the world, above and below the equator. Everybody, hey, on a board. It's a takeover, hey, on the floor. Take a picture, hey, take a shot.
right across the community radio network. This is Asian Pop Radio, and that's the end of another episode. BJ.
With J-John.
And BJ.
That's right.
Jeanette will be back in the studio with us next week. BJ will be here, I'm assuming, to do our K-pop update.
Of course, yes.
To give us a wrap of what's happening in the world of Korean pop music and culture.
Exactly.
I should say thank you very much to Katie for another intro to Asian Pop.
And Paul.
And Paul for the Thai song of the week.
And thank me also, Anu.
Yeah, well, thank you.
All right.
Yeah, Travis for the music. Did I say Cassie for the Asian Pop News Update? I don't think I did I?
Yeah.
Very important. Cassie for the Asian Pop News Update.
And Paul.
You said Paul.
And me?
And yeah, I think we said you.
Oh, right. Well, I thought let's go over it again and make sure that we cover everything. And
yeah, cool.
Yeah.
And thanks to you for tuning into our podcast and to this show. Couldn't do it without you.
Thank you very much.
Our second birthday is next week. Oh, so many episodes. So much goodness. So much rambling.
Mm.
Yeah. But I hope you can join us for that. It's going to be a lot of fun. Party atmosphere. We're going to invite everyone into here. We might give you a chance to come into the studio with us while we're recorded if you are in our Melbourne studio. So, yay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shall we leave it now with a new track from Malaysia?
Mm-hmm.
Song's called Wake Up, and it is by the artist Zigaz.
Zigaz.
Zigaz. On Asian Pop Radio Australia. See you next week.
See ya.
Zigaz.
Cobaan, yakinlah atas semua yang telah kau lakukan. Walaupun tak selalu mimpi itu terwujud, jangan patahkan semangat untuk masa depan. Kegagalan itu bagian dari cobaan, yakinlah atas semua yang telah kau lakukan. Masa depan, kegagalan itu bagian dari cobaan. Yakinlah atas semua yang telah kau lakukan. Sakitkan hati, sakitkan pikiran. Janganlah kau ragu, yakinlah, yakinlah, yakinlah. Wake up, wake up. Yakinlah.